Wow, I have to say, this is one of those moments that feels like science fiction, stepping straight into reality. Artificial intelligence has actually generated 16 entirely new viruses from scratch. It's a massive leap forward for computational biology, and honestly, it's pretty mind-blowing to think about.
It really is a remarkable technical achievement. What makes it so powerful is how these AI models operate. By sifting through massive datasets of genetic sequences and protein structures, they can design highly optimized viral constructs with a level of precision that traditional, manual research simply can't match. They're essentially exploring biological blueprints that would take human researchers decades to map out.
And that's exactly why the medical community is so hopeful about it. The primary goal here isn't just about pushing technical boundaries, it's about fighting back. Specifically, we're looking at advanced phage therapy to take on antibiotic-resistant bacteria. It's such a promising angle, knowing this could actually help patients who have completely run out of treatment options.
Absolutely. These AI-designed bacteriophages are incredibly targeted. They're engineered to deliver personalized treatments that neutralize dangerous superbugs without harming the patient. In practice, this could restore our ability to manage infectious diseases effectively, especially in cases where traditional antibiotics have failed us.
But here, that's where I start to feel a bit uneasy. This kind of rapid advancement really highlights a glaring gap between what our technology can do and how we're actually regulating it. It's genuinely concerning to think we're moving this fast without a clear safety net in place.
That's a very valid concern. AI drastically lowers the barrier to entry and shrinks the timeline from concept to creation. That speed creates serious biosecurity risks. We're looking at a situation where the tools to engineer biological agents are becoming more accessible, which naturally raises the stakes for safety and oversight.
Exactly. And right now, our governance frameworks just aren't built to handle AI-driven biodesign. It leaves us with this dangerous vulnerability window where incredibly powerful tools exist, but the safeguards to keep them in check are still playing catch-up.
It really underscores the classic dual-use dilemma. The exact same technology being developed to save lives could potentially be misused to create harmful biological agents. That's why we can't just focus on the breakthrough itself. We have to carefully weigh the broader implications.
So, what's the way forward? The critical takeaway here has to be that realizing the medical potential of AI-designed viruses isn't just a tech problem. It requires proactive, internationally coordinated biosecurity measures. We really need to get on the same page globally before things move too far ahead.
I completely agree. Success will depend on a few key pillars: establishing robust monitoring systems for AI models that are trained on biological data, developing clear ethical guidelines, and building adaptive regulatory frameworks. The goal has to be prioritizing public safety without accidentally stifling the innovation we so desperately need.
I love that balance, because ultimately, the future of precision medicine won't just be defined by what AI can create. It'll be defined by how well researchers, ethicists, and policymakers can work together to make sure these powerful tools are deployed responsibly. It's really about building trust and collaboration.
Well said. At the end of the day, rapid scientific progress must be matched by equally rapid governance. If we can align innovation with thoughtful oversight, we'll be in a much stronger position to safely harness this breakthrough for the benefit of everyone.